your home of the widest variety of music from the 60s to now. Cherry Radio with Ella.
Hey, hey, it's Ella. You know what time it is. Welcome to Weekends with Ella. And happy Valentine's Day. This week, we're talking all things love, with a sweet romance movie, funny Valentine stories, and more. With another F1 couple one step closer to saying I do up next. But first, Am I Wrong by Nico and Vince, here on Cherry Radio. You wanna my kind. That was Need You Tonight here on your widest variety of music, Cherry Radio. And another power couple in the F1 world has gotten engaged. Alex Albon and his girlfriend, now fiancé, Lily. They broke the news on Instagram with a beautiful smiley Polaroid photo with Lily showing off her gorgeous ring. Now, we all know that Alex drives for Williams, but what some of you might not know is that Lily is that girl on the golf course. That's right, along with being one of the most beautiful wags, she is also a professional golfer and has even been in Vogue Hong Kong. Together, Alex and Lily are giving it sports couple. Okay, Ella, enough fangirling. But I'm so excited for them to be soon Mr. and Mrs. Albon. And hopefully this can be Alex's good luck charm on the track this season. Up next, Valentine's Gone Wrong-ish, here on Cherry Radio. Continuing with the theme of love, I thought it would be fun to share some funny Valentine's stories from BuzzFeed, all shared anonymously, because your girl hasn't had a Valentine in a hot minute. Ever had the feeling that your Valentine's Day cards you are receiving are not from who you expected? Well, for one girl, after years of receiving cute cards from a secret admirer, she found out they were actually from her parents. Well, at least someone's thinking of her, right? What about the Valentine's curse? Well, for one girl, it seemed that all her relationships would be working out really well, until Valentine's, when they just would vanish. Poof, just like that. Well, don't worry, girl. I think the guys were too broke to afford a nice V-Day dinner. And lastly, ever fallen in front of your crush after he asks you to be his Valentine? Well, in year 3, one girl was so excited that her crush asked her. So, she was running to tell her friends, and the next thing she remembers is waking up in the nurse's office. I guess she really fell hard for him. And let's just say, that actually did happen at my primary school. Now, even though I don't have a Valentine this year, and haven't for a while, one thing that my dad does each year is he gives a rose to my mum and I, and that's honestly all I need. Up next, a self-love movie, here on Cherry Radio. The Cherry Radio's... Always the bridesmaid, never the bride, is what Jane kept hearing after being a bridesmaid 27 times. Love was always so close but so far away. And on this self-finding story, instead of looking after everyone, Jane must put herself first. But it's not that simple, right? Especially when you introduce your little sister to the guy you like. This rom-com is a must-watch for any girl that feels like everyone is moving forward in love, but they're standing still. My neighbour gave me this DVD when I was little, but I hadn't watched it until a few years ago, and oh wow, how I relate to this. You can watch 27 Dresses on Stan, Disney+, Amazon Prime and Apple TV, but go out, have fun, help others, but make sure to put yourself first. And who knows, the person you least expect might be the person you fall for. Next, we have Ella's Aussie Artist of the Week, here on Cherry Radio. When I think of Aussie music royalty that shaped my 2010 summers, I think of the one and the only Queen Jessica Mauboy. 20 years ago, she tried her luck on Australian Idol and surprised not only herself, but the nation. And that one move changed her career forever. Along with being a powerhouse singer, she is also an actress, starring in films like Windcatcher, my fave, The Sapphires, and even some biography films, while also being a proud advocate for Indigenous rights, education, and representation. I remember when I heard her rich, powerful voice on the radio for the first time. And from that moment on, her bouncy, emotional pop/R&B songs became some of my favourite summer songs ever. But on the other hand, she also had me bawling my eyes out, especially to the ballad Never Be the Same. You can listen to Jess Mowboy on Spotify and Apple Music and see her live on her Yours Forever tour this month. So let me take you on a nostalgic journey back to 2013 with one of my faves, Beautiful. Well, that's it from me. Thanks for spending the last hour with me. It's been so much fun having a bit of a chit-chat with you all. Gavin is in the hot seat next, so the fun isn't over yet. But I hope you all have a great Saturday night and a happy Valentine's Day. Don't party too hard. And I'll see you same place, same time next week here on Weekends with Ella on Cherry Radio.